20 años después cumplimos una promesa.
20 years after we are keeping our promise.
Siempre llegamos a donde nos esperan.
We always arrive where we are waited.
Es la frase que encabeza en el libro A Viaje en tu Elefante, en un romance de José Saramago.
That's the sentence that starts the novel by José Saramago, The Voyage of the Elephant.
Entonces, ¿es esto? ¿Llegamos a donde se nos espera?
That's the sentence, we arrive where we are waited.
¿Ya abro? Entonces, es Saramago. Es Saramago y son las personas que le instruyeron, le formaron los grandes nombres de la historia de la cultura contados por él.
Saramago, this is the book about the persons who have had an influence and have shaped and the great persons of culture, men and women of culture, that have inspired and shaped the Saramago.
Las gafas de mirar el mundo de Saramago. Saramago veía el mundo, sus circunstancias, su historia, los seres humanos que somos, hombres y mujeres, con esta mirada, veía desde estos óculos.
These are the glasses of José Saramago, through which he saw the world, the people, men and women, its characteristics, the whole world for him.
Y esta es la piedra tan importante de Saramago. ¿Puede mostrar el libro? Saramago contempla la piedra.
This is the stone.
Ah, ¿se la lleva? No.
Hon vill ha boken.
The stone was so important for José Saramago. And that's the stone that José Saramago is holding in the picture on the book.
Saramago decía que hasta ensayos sobre la ceguera, él sentía que había tratado de describir una estatua con sus romances, con sus libros.
José Saramago said that until blindness, he tried to describe people as statues.
A partir de ensayos sobre la ceguera,
sintió
que ya no le interesaba tanto la estatua como la piedra de la que está hecha la estatua.
He felt that he was no longer as interested in the statue as in the stone from which the material from which the statue is made of.
Es la importancia de la piedra. Entonces, esta piedra que él tiene en las manos, estas gafas y lo que él pensaba de quienes nos hicieron ser los que somos es lo que está aquí.
So it's the importance of this stone, his glasses, and the book about the persons that have made him and us what we are.
Y finalmente, vamos al principio de todo. El principio de todo es esto.
We go to the beginning of everything,
es
which is
el libro que Saramago escribió, que no le publicaron, no le respondieron de la editorial. Él lo entregó y hasta 40 años después no le dijeron: ¡ay, hemos encontrado un original suyo! No nos importaría publicarlo. 40 años después, el autor no fue respetado por la editora. Entonces,
José Saramago and sent to a publisher, and he did not get any reply at the time.
Sí.
And then 40 years later, the publisher said, we have this original that you wrote.
Es una edición facsímil.
So it's a facsimile edition.
Con todas las correcciones del romance publicado póstumamente. Se llama Claraboya, es este.
Was published posthumously, the novel.
Es este.
This is the book as published.
Pero Aquí está, ¿ven? Con todas las correcciones, con todas las... Quisimos que al principio, el principio y el final.
So this is the beginning and the end.
This is beautiful.
Y todavía hemos pensado que había una cosa más.
And we have one more thing.
Es el diario que José Saramago escribió en el año del Nobel.
Journal. It's the journal that José Saramago wrote in the year that he won.
Y hemos querido traer algo de lo que pasó ese año en Portugal y en otros lugares. Hay una frase de un gran intelectual portugués, Eduardo Prado Coelho, que dijo que cuando se anunció el Nobel, Portugal fue un país levantado en alegría.
And the other book is about what happened in Portugal. Great intellectual, Portuguese intellectual, Eduardo Prado Coelho, has said that when it was announced that José Saramago had won the Nobel Prize, the whole country rose in joy.
Entonces, esta es la alegría de los portugueses por el Nobel.
The joy of the Portuguese people for the
Nobel. Está la presencia de Amadeu Batel, que fue quien nos mantuvo informados. Yeah. Ahora ya se puede decir.
In the presence of Amadeu Batel, who at the time kept José Saramago and Pilar del Río informed of what was about to happen.
Y bueno, toda la alegría, todo el agradecimiento de los portugueses, anónimos y no anónimos, están recogidos en esto. Yo quisiera que esto fuera la biblioteca y que pudiera ser tocado por la gente.
Y could go to the library and people could touch and read and see the books, these two books.
Y es esto. Es nuestro presente, más esto que ha traído Miguel, que Miguel es muy suyo, Miguel González Méndez, director de cine. Él ha traído su propia aportación, está en la mesa.
The director has also, the movie director who made the movie, José Pilar, has also brought
it's
a gift to the museum.
To explain?
No, in English.
Sí, no, do you want me to explain really quickly?
The gift?
So, do you mind to record?
No, it refers.
Yes, please, like this. If you don't mind.
Stop it.
Okay, so. I'm a very privileged guy. I've met a lot of special people, but José and Pilar, my second mother, they were the most special ones. So I spent 4 years with them, and unfortunately, the last 4 years of José, I followed them for several countries. We fly together. They saw me having flight panic attacks. They saw me crying. They saw me. Pilar was always complaining about my pants and my cigarettes, and she still does, saying you cannot smoke in front of the Nobel Museum. So it was a very, very special shooting, and also a very difficult and emotional shooting, because Saramago was still at the same time writing the Elephant Journey, which at the same time was like a metaphor of his own condition. So we record 500 hours of footage that we offer, unfortunately, not to the Nobel Museum, but to the Portuguese Cinemateca, all the footage. And so we brought to the museum two things. So the movie was produced by Pedro Almodóvar and his brother from El Deseo in Spain, and from Fernando Meirelles, the Brazilian director, who did City of God and Two Popes, and they were the first to support me. That's it. It was a major success in Portugal, in Brazil, where it was in cinemas during 6 months, which for a Portuguese movie, and especially a documentary, is a pretty long, I don't know how to say, the screening. So we brought the movie and the version of the 6 hour, you know, the first cut with the 6 hours, so we have here something that no one has. The movie was the Portuguese official submission to the Oscars. So for the first time, a country sent to the Oscars documentary, and it was on the shortlist. At the same time, the main theme, which was sing by a famous fado singer, Kamané, he was on the shortlist for the Oscar of the main theme song. And so here is the soundtrack. And so in general, Variety said about the movie that the most special thing was that he had no interviews. But I did the interviews. I did it before. So I had recorded like 8 hours of conversations with Pilar and with José. She's not understanding anything, sorry. So it's funny. Muito obrigado, Pilar. But the interviews, they are really, really amazing. So what I tried was to put in cinema all the questions that I made. And people in general, they say, oh, it's really funny because it doesn't seem that you are in the movie. But the movie is really not only about them, but really about me and my fear of death. And that's funny because the movie is about time and the things that we're afraid to lose. So in this version, which is the Portuguese one, this is like mixed chapters about love. And here is Pilar is in Spanish and Saramago in Portuguese. And this is the Brazilian version and this everything is Portuguese. So. And thank you so much. And obrigado, Pilar. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.